time for a little guest. And he's not that little, actually. He's quite tall. He's taller than Ben Simmons. Is he taller than you?
Quite possibly. Yeah. I haven't stood next to him because we can't with social distancing.
No, but I think looking at the shoulder heights, I think he's taller than you.
From a distance. Okay,
from a distance. He's got more hair than both of us.
That's true.
Jealous now. Don't think I want to talk to him. Should we not talk to him?
I think we should anyway.
You really think we should?
He's here now. He's made the effort.
Yeah, but he's got hair.
Yeah, like we can put a wig on or something.
It's a stipulation. You can't have more hair than the presenters.
Well, I don't want to cast aspersions, but it's not difficult, really.
I didn't know you like fishing. is that a lure, is it? An aspersion lure?
Maybe it could be.
Oh, right. Yeah. I didn't know that. No. 24 minutes, 25 minutes past four. The one and only Mr. Robbie Bunsell. Do you call young boys master these days, or is that an old-fashioned
thing? I think that's a bit old-fashioned.
Okay. Mr. Robbie Bunsell in the studio with us right now. Hello, Robbie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You've got to talk a bit closer to that microphone.
It's about...
Yeah, that's a lot better. Thank you very much, young man. He's learning how to be a radio presenter.
Awesome,
as well.
Yeah. He'll be taking over soon.
Yes. Have you been to school today?
Yeah, it was awful.
No, why was it awful? Tell us.
I had about four tests.
Four tests?
No. Yeah.
No.
In the same day? That's a bit hard.
Had you revised for them?
Well, so I have, because Mum's here, but no.
Mum, leave the room.
At least you're honest. Fair enough. What subjects was it in?
I had PE, history, business, and English.
How can you have a test in PE?
Well, yeah, you could have a...
Can you jump up and down five times? Yes.
I think it's a bit more involved than that.
And have you got revised for a jumping up and down test?
I don't know. Robbie, let me ask you. Have you ever had to do cross-country running?
Oh, don't.
Yeah, I hated
cross-country. Oh. And you know, it wasn't cross-country running. It was running around the block of the school. We had to run around a whole block.
Yeah.
It was like... I used to cut through the playground. Nice. And hide.
Nice.
That's why I'm so slim.
Do you think you did all right on any of the tests, or are you worried?
No, I reckon I've done all right.
Oh, nice.
Good enough to pass.
Okay.
Good. That's the main thing.
That is all that matters.
Yeah.
So you're here to talk about this song you've written.
Yes.
Have you written many other songs?
I have, but not like released them on all platforms like Spotify and Apple Music.
Oh, wow.
The song's about my dad that passed away in March. It was a tough time because he died like around lockdown, so it was hard to go see him in hospital and stuff, so it was quite awkward.
Could you see him and then they discover this coronavirus and then said you can't come anymore, or was he actually already, we were already in lockdown when he was already
in lockdown, so it was even harder to get in because obviously it's a lot of patients in and out of the hospital.
Yeah, of course. And obviously I didn't want other people to catch what was going on.
Exactly.
But your dad didn't have COVID. It was a terminal illness.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
But my stepfather, we found out a few weeks ago that he did have COVID near the time because he was like very ill. He had like really bad sweating, lost taste and et cetera. And he had lots of symptoms.
See, that happens to me when I eat too much meat. I sweat a lot and... Anyway, joking aside, so he fell ill with COVID.
Yeah.
And so that didn't help as well, not being able to go out then because you were all self-isolating once.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, absolutely mad times. Mad times. Oh,
that's a really hard time, obviously, for anyone to go through. But you find that the music sort of helps, doesn't it?
Yeah, so I've been into music ever since I was, like, young. Well, as soon as I got to secondary school, I kind of stopped it. I don't know why, it's got out of habit. But
so you could play an instrument, you taught yourself an instrument afterwards?
I had like guitar lessons, and I taught myself to sing and stuff like that.
Right.
And my dad was like, used to love my guitar, my singing. So I thought, why not try it again and see how it goes? And it's gone really well so far.
Good. Yeah, good. And this song you've written, it's a tribute to your dad, or is it your feelings you've put on paper, or a bit of both?
Yeah, a bit of both, because at the time, I literally wrote the song just after his pass, so whatever I was feeling at the time is in this song, and it means a lot to me, so...
Oh, that's good, and you've just let it all out, and you've released this for other people as well?
Yes, it's... Anyone can go stream it on Spotify, download it on Apple Music, anything like that. So.
But no, I meant for people that have been in your situation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So anyone that's lost anyone, their father, anyone that's close to them can obviously relate with the songs. This song, when they hear the lyrics, they'll know what I mean.
And how long did it take you to write?
I'm not actually too sure. I'm pretty sure it wasn't too long, maybe a couple of days, but yeah.
So this song, writing this song, did it get your anger out that you've lost your dad? Did it get your upset out that of his passing? Did everything just pour into this?
Definitely, because
it was like a good way of getting your emotion out.
Yeah, it was a good way to get my emotion out. It's like a bit like
therapy.
Yeah, therapy. I was trying to think of the word, but yeah, therapy is a good way. Music's good therapy for everything. However you're feeling, you write it down on paper and it can turn out to be a great song. So
I think it's important to say these days that, you know, everyone's trying to be more aware of people's mental health and stuff. When you go through something like that, it's important to realize there are places you can go, there are people you can talk to. It's important to discuss stuff. If you have an outlet like music as well, that's brilliant. You know, just on the actual way of songwriting, it kind of interests me. How do you actually start? Do you think of lyrics first, or do you think of a tune first, or do it all kind of come together?
Well, or are you a poet?
Well, you're supposed to like think of a tune first, because it's hard to like put a sound with lyrics that you've already written before.
Okay.
So has to scan write, you
see. Yeah.
I just kind of put two and two together. I thought of some lyrics that would show how I felt towards the situation, and just come together for this amazing song.
Yeah,
great. Oh, that's brilliant. And plus, he did a maths test in the middle of that. Did you hear that? He put two and two together. And what did it make?
Four.
You see? See, mummy did revise. So, shall we hear your song?
Yes,
let's do it.
This is Robbie Bunsell and a song called You Are You Here? And you're not going to play it. I'm going to play the actual pre-recorded version, because you wanted people to hear it as it should be.
Yeah.
And then you can come in another time and play your guitar in the corner.
Imagine all the good times going away, even if you wanted to stay. Watching them fly away, cause it's been. Little things like our journeys, I only realize they're important now. Little moments of joy makes love. When you're not around, morning. Can you feel me touching your heart? Are you hindered?
Wow, that's Robbie Bunsell and Are You Here? That is a beautiful song. Beautifully written.
Thank you very much.
Well done with that. And you did all the singing and guitar playing on that yourself?
Yeah, everything. Backing vocals, everything.
Eric Clapton not available for the day? He could have put a really good solo in there.
No, brilliant. Well done, Robin. That's excellent.
It was good.
Yeah, lovely.
It was good. He's written a song. He's written songs as well.
Has he?
Yeah.
He's not quite as emotive as that.
No.
So, yeah. No. I worked with my dad and we worked together doing comedy stuff. And my dad written loads of songs for over the years, but we did one all about pantomime and released it last Christmas.
Oh, no, you never.
Hey! But, yeah, that was just sort of celebrating all the pantomime stories and stuff like that. But, yeah.
But that was good. That was lovely. It was very emotional. You could hear your emotion in that.
Yeah.
It really is.
And so, like you said a couple of times, that's available on Spotify, Apple Music, all the places you get music from.
Yeah, definitely.
So fabulous. You can buy it, you can download it.
Yeah.
Is it charity? If people buy it, is it going to a charity or is it just wherever the money goes?
Wherever the money goes,
okay.
To be honest.
That's all right. There's lots of charity records about at the moment, so it's good to get yourself earning some money. But yeah, that under better circumstances, you can earn yourself a fortune as well in the future. It's a start. So you want to continue this this avenue of singer-songwriting?
Yeah, I've got many social media accounts of me like singing covers, my other original songs, and I want to become global. I want to become like as best as I can be, to be honest.
Good for you. Well, just keep at it. And the more you do it, the more you put yourself out there these days, the more chance you've got of being seen. Don't go down the X Factor route.
Yeah, well,
promise me that. Don't go down the X Factor route. It's not worth it. You've got to build. I still think people should build themselves up on their own reputation, like they did back in the old days when we were younger men.
Well, it's funny you say about X Factor. There's so many people that have been on X Factor and had that sort of quick hit of fame, and then they fade into obscurity.
Yeah.
You know, and there's people now. There's been so many series of it. You can see. Of all the ones that have ever won it, you know, there's a handful, there's maybe three or four that are still releasing anything, still working. You know?
Sam Bailey, there you go, bless her. She's got a great voice.
Yeah.
What's she done? What's she done lately?
There's people that like don't even win it have done better than people that have won it. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Always the way. But you keep at it, young man. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you
for sharing this song with us. We're going to put it up on the website so other people listen to your story and hear the song as well. And good luck with your future.
Thank you.